From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 27th, 2020. This week, we feature music named for a plant that you could encounter on an outing to almost any watery or dry habitat in Virginia. And if that encounter involved touching the plant, you'd want to find some soap and clean water promptly. Have a listen to the music for about 30 more seconds and see if you know this widespread and wisely avoided plant. Guessed poison ivy, you're right. You've been listening to part of Concerning Toxicodendron Radicans Part 2 by Andrew and Noah Van Norstrand on their 2007 album A Certain Tree. Toxicodendron radicans is the scientific name for poison ivy, one of four species in the Toxicodendron genus found in Virginia, according to the Flora of Virginia. The other species are poison oak, poison sumac, and western poison ivy, the latter known only from two Blue Ridge counties. Poison oak, poison sumac, and poison ivy have interesting water-related habitat differences. Poison oak's typical habitat is dry and rocky or sandy, most commonly in Virginia's coastal plain. Poison sumac's typical habitat is wet, including swamps, bogs, and other wetlands, again usually in the coastal plain. While poison ivy is found in many kinds of dry and wet habitats and is common throughout Virginia. Poison ivy and poison oak both have leaves with a characteristic 3 leaflets, but poison sumac leaves have 7 to 13 leaflets. The species share the characteristic oil called urushiol that can cause a red, itchy skin inflammation. Direct contact with leaves, stems, and roots can transfer the oil onto one's skin, clothes, tools, and pets. And very small amounts of the oil can cause skin reactions. Oil on a surface can remain active for months, or even years, according to some sources. Burning these plants can release the oil, which, if inhaled, can cause severe respiratory reactions. The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health recommends the following treatment for skin exposure to the oil. Immediately wash skin with rubbing alcohol, specialized washes for poison plants, degreasing soap, such as dishwashing soap, or detergent, and lots of water. Rinse frequently so that the wash solutions don't dry on the skin and further spread the oil. And scrub under the nails with a brush. The Institute recommends getting emergency medical help in case of a severe reaction, such as swelling or difficulty breathing, or if a person has had a severe reaction previously. Poison ivy, oak, and sumac are native Virginia plants and have their ecological place. But here's to outings where your place and theirs don't mix. Thanks to Andrew Van Norstrand for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Concerning Toxicodendron Radicans, Part 2. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow. Thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.